gentlemen of Chicago.
What are penguins?
Penguins are sightless singing birds.
Penguins are not heavy drinkers.
Penguins are not party animals. Penguins are not entertainers. They are not waiters. They are not little men in tuxedos. Penguins are not wind-up toys. They are not little men in tuxedos who want to give you drinks. Penguins are not gads about town. They are not sad, lost cartoon friends of Woody Woodpecker and Bugs Bunny. And not warning signs telling people to keep items chilly. Have you ever wondered how far a penguin can fly? Can a penguin fly far or very far? Far? They can't fly at all. Penguins are flightless sea birds, which means they cannot fly. Flightless means without flight. You look up flightless any dictionary, you will not see anything about actual flying. There is no flying involved in flightless. No flying for the penguin. Swimming they knew. Swimming is something a penguin can do, and very well. But absolutely no flying. Do penguins like to play around? Do penguins play around? No, they don't. Penguins do not understand the meaning of play. What penguins understand is work. Working is something penguins can do. Where can I find some penguins to party with? Penguins do not party. Penguins are not your buddies to go partying with. Only understand the meaning of hard work. Penguin mothers can find little baby penguins solely, only through their sense of smell. Penguins sleep standing up. Penguins sleep by tucking their penguin heads behind their little penguin shoulders, appearing as if they have no heads at all. This is how a penguin sleeps. They work as they sleep. Penguins stand on the edge of fake cliffs, looking over ocean-like, arctically climated pools. And they can simply stand there, looking like they're going to jump, without ever jumping. This is what penguins do. Until they go back to sleeping. When they sleep, partying is way beneath these flightless sea birds. Partying is not what penguins do. If you think that they are hanging around waiting for you to party with them, then you are sadly mistaken. But if you want to see some penguins who are working and working very hard, every damn day of their lives, you can find them at the zoo. You can go and find them at the penguin house at the zoo. At the zoo, the penguins will not be doing dance routines. No, they will not. They will be doing no such thing. They will be doing work. Working is their job. And their job is not tap dancing, because they are not tap dancers. They don't sing, and they don't dance, because they are flightless, danceless, singing-less sea birds. Penguins are not entertainers. They do not have a second to spare from the work that they do to entertain anyone, much less go about the trouble to hire a pianist, a choreographer, a special need-oriented cobbler to craft them with unique tap-shoed fins to fit on their little webbed feet. tell you any short stories or collections of novels written by penguins because penguins can't write. No penguin has ever been taught to use a typewriter. Penguins cannot use their little fins to write. They have no hands. There will be no writing for the penguins. If you are expecting to look back and see penguins chatting with the Algonquin Round Table with Dorothy Parker, or jesting over glasses of single malt scotch with Truman Capote, you are very wrong. Penguins are not hip. They are not with it. They are not now. They have never been hip and with it or now. That is not what penguins are all about. They don't care about hip. They don't care about what's playing on the grind, what's on MTV. Penguins are doing their jobs, and they're doing it at the zoo. Penguins are anti-hip. Penguins only know the feeling that goes with working as hard as they can day after day. Only if you could say the same thing. Only if you could say that you work as hard as the penguins. But you don't. No one can say that they work as hard as the penguins. Certainly no one I've ever heard of. James Brown has nothing on the penguins. James Brown might be the hardest working man in show business, but compared to a penguin, what James Brown does every day of the week is a cakewalk. You won't find anybody putting a little cape on a penguin after it comes out of the pool. Oh no, you won't see the penguin jumping back and kissing himself. Oh no! That is not what the penguins are all about. Penguins don't kiss. They don't have lips. They have beaks. Let alone kissing themselves. Penguins do not have a brand new bag. Penguins are not your buddies. They are not your pals. They are flightless seabirds who appreciate a polar climate. Do you think penguins are little guys running around in fancy suits? Is that what you think? Is that what the people of Chicago think? No. Damn straight, no.
Right. Come on, man.
Do you want to hear the truth about the penguins? Well, I'll tell you the truth. Penguins are not funny, party penguin animals, because that is not what they are about. I'll tell you what they're about. Penguins are flightless sea birds. That's right, you heard me right. Penguins are flightless sea birds. You line up day after day asking me, are penguins little men in tuxedos? Want to come to my cocktail parties? You ask me over and over, what kind of party games do penguins like to play? You come up to me in the middle of the street on any kind of a regular day, practically spit in my face, demanding to know, where can I find some of those wacky, wacky penguins to party with? Where? Well, where indeed? I'll tell you where to go to find the penguins. I'll tell you all about the penguins. If you just forget the nonsense that you've heard, open your hearts and listen to the truth. Penguins are flightless sea birds.